VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Sorry if my voice seems soft today. It's 4 a.m. in the morning, and I don't want to wake any neighbors. I made myself a promise to sleep at 12 every day this week, but I broke it after a few days. 养成好习惯怎么这么难呢? I was reading, watching some videos on YouTube and on VoiceTube, and then suddenly it's 4 already. But I did come across a helpful video which I think explains why I failed at developing new habits. How about we watch this together? But first, let me go to sleep first. We'll continue with the sentence in the morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the sentence of today. Here we go. And the definition of commitment is an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. And the definition of commitment is an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. 接下来我们来看看今天的 pronunciation tips. 首先, And the definition, 这个 definition 有四个音节, 我们可以拆开来念, definition. 第一个 e 呢, 念短的 e 的音, de, 再来 fin, 这个 i 呢, 是念 e, 短的 e 的音, defini, 再来 ni, 这个 i 呢, 是念短的 e 的音, defini, 再来 tion, 熟悉的选, definition, definition. OK, 再来, of commitment, 你可以先念 commit, commit, 再加上 ment, commitment, 也是可以分音节念, OK, 再来, is an engagement, engagement, en呢, 是发类似 in的音, in, 再来, gage, 长的, gauge, engage, 最后加上 ment, engagement, engagement, 再来, or obligation, 这个也可以分音节念, ob, ob, 嘴巴记得合起来, 再来 B-L-I, 这个 I 呢, 念短的 的音, obli, obli, 最后加上 gation, gation, obligation, obligation, that restricts, 这个有一个 T加S, 这个很难念, 但是呢, 念得快的话, T 呢, 可以省略掉, okay? Restricts, restricts, okay? That restricts freedom of action, action, 这个 of, 的 F 跟 action 的 A 可以连在一起, of action, of action. OK, 这就是今天的 pronunciation tips. 再来我们再把这句话重新念一遍。 And the definition of commitment is an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. OK guys, now let's take a look at today's vocabulary. The first vocabulary of the day is commitment. Commitment. Commitment 是名词, 意思是忠诚、投入、奉献、承诺、保证或是诺言。 For example, he locked his phone in the drawer and asked his mom to hide the key to show his commitment to only paying attention to his studies from now on. 为了实现他从现在起只专注于读书的诺言，他把手机锁进抽屉里，并叫妈妈把钥匙藏起来。 这就让我想到，当我妹妹在考国中会考的时候呢， 她把电脑，就是她规定自己电脑20天都不能看， 然后她最后真的有考比她之前在学校考的模拟考还要好。 对，所以呢，如果真的要好好念书的话呢， 可以把电脑跟手机都收起来， 这样子或许效果真的会比较好。 OK，再来我们来看下一个单字， Engagement， Engagement。 Engagement 是名词, 意思是约定或是预约。 I'm sorry, but I can't come to your party this Sunday. I have a dinner engagement. 我很抱歉，我不能去你星期日晚上的派对。我有一个早就约好的晚餐聚会。 OK， 那 engagement 当名词的时候呢，除了可以当约定、预约，也可以当订婚，就是那个订了要结婚的那个订婚的意思。OK， for example, the celebrity couple called off their engagement a week after the announcement. It was a shock to their fans. 这对艺人情侣在宣布订婚的一个礼拜后取消了婚约，他们的粉丝感到非常惊讶。再来，我们来看下一个单字 obligation。Obligation. Obligation 是名词，意思是义务、责任或是职责。For example, as a sibling, it's my obligation to make sure that every single stupid thing that my sister did was well documented. 身为一个姐姐，确保妹妹做的每一件蠢事都被记录下来是我的职责。OK， 再来，我们来看下一个单字 restrict. Restrict. Restrict.是动词，意思是限制、限定或是妨碍。For example, people often say that having a kid will restrict your social life. 人们常说有了小孩会限制住你的社交生活。好，那 restrict 它是动词吗？那 restriction 是它的名词形式，它的意思呢是指受限制的或是受约束的。For example,Calorie restriction puts a lot of pressure on those who are dieting. 热量限制使在节食的人倍感压力。Okay, guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Now go watch the video if you want to get some tips about making commitments and creating new habits. Also, don't forget to leave a comment and a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.